It is historic. In a 5-3 ruling, the Supreme Court struck down a Texas law designed to shut down most of the state's abortion clinics with medically unnecessary restrictions.
One, we are absolutely ecstatic.
Rupali Sharma is on the Texas team of the Center for Reproductive Rights.
We think that today the court has affirmed that all women, regardless of their background, deserve compassion, respect, and dignity in making their healthcare decisions. The court was extremely clear that it won't stand for sham laws anymore. It has given us a standard that will allow us to challenge the sham laws that have been sprouting up throughout the country.
The court ruled that the Texas law was a veiled attempt to make it harder for women to get abortions. Two requirements were challenged in the Texas case, an admitting privileges requirements where doctors needed to have privileges at a local hospital, and the other an ASC, ambulatory surgical center requirement to force abortion facilities to comply with the criteria of admitting hospitals or of ambulatory surgical centers.
Even though abortion is 14 times safer than childbirth, and you can give birth to a child in your home without a doctor present.
Sansara Taylor is with Stop Patriarchy and the Revolutionary Communist Party. She has led numerous protests to stop attacks on women's health care.
The idea that you have to get an abortion in a mini emergency room, these are incredible burdens on the providers, and they force so many clinics in Texas to close, which did create a situation where hundreds of miles in Texas had no abortion access, no abortion facilities, and women were forced to travel. They were forced to stay overnight and undergo unnecessary waiting periods. And huge numbers of women could not get the resources together to do that. The rates of self-inducing abortions in Texas skyrocketed in the last few years. And so it's very important that this was thrown out, but a lot of those clinics have already closed. This is part of what's so outrageous. Many of those clinics already closed. They sold their properties. Doctors and staff were laid off. So, you know, again, this is a major decision. It's a very important decision, but it's not an end to the war on women. And it is part of, I was down here with the supporters of the Revolutionary Communist Party, and we're fighting and we're upholding this, but we're also fighting and preparing people to overthrow this system at the soonest possible time, because patriarchy and the enslavement of women is woven into this country, into the fabric and its foundation. And the fact that this case could even get as far as it did, the fact that the standard that it was thrown out by, which was the Casey decision, undue burden itself allows way too much restriction. So again, it's a very positive, very important development today, but this country is incredibly polarized, and this is not the end of the war on women.
Rupali Sharma with the Center for Reproductive Rights says Texas argued laws were meant to promote women's health.
What the court made clear was that they didn't promote health in the least. In fact, they harmed it by introducing all these burdens to abortion access. You know, women having to travel hundreds of miles, women facing long waits at abortion clinics and having to have abortions later in their pregnancy, having to do degrading things like, you know, having to sell their belongings and sleep in their cars, and all of those things, of course, you know, they actually detract from women's health. So they didn't serve the stated purpose of the law and actually introduced really, really harsh burdens. And then that combined again with the severe burden on abortion access, the law could not withstand constitutional scrutiny. And that's why the court struck down both laws, not only the admitting privileges law, but also the ASC requirement.
Justice Breyer wrote that the surgical center requirement, like the admitting privileges requirement, provides few, if any, health benefits for women, that it poses a substantial obstacle to women seeking abortions and constitutes an undue burden on their constitutional right to do so. Justices Anthony Kennedy, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan joined Breyer. Ginsburg wrote a short opinion. She noted that laws like Texas's do little or nothing for health. Rather, they strew impediments to abortion and can survive judicial inspection under the court's earlier abortion rights decisions. She pointed specifically to Roe v. Wade in 1973 and Planned Parenthood v. Casey in 1992. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Alito and Thomas dissented. Even though Sansara Taylor with Stop patriarchy is so pleased that the Texas law has been struck down. She's outraged it was ever in effect for so long.
But it was able to close over 20 clinics, and over the last 3 years has really put women through hell throughout Texas and in many other places. So this is an important decision. It's a really important victory today, but it's also not an end to the war on women, and we saw that out there as well. So I want to, as important as it is that this happened, I want to call on everybody to join with me and others in standing up and continuing to fight to stop what is an ongoing war against women.
The Supreme Court ruling will now affect similar laws in other states. According to the Center for Reproductive Rights, it sends a very strong message to those who would seek to limit women's access to abortion.
What it says is that, you know, if you're going to pass an abortion restriction and you don't have a reason, you can't provide evidence that there's actually a valid reason. And again, in this case, Texas argued that it was medical. It will be struck down if it harms women. The court was unequivocal about that today.
Sharma says the court really understood that the law was hurting the most vulnerable women today. But she says it's still important to remain vigilant in the face of what's going on.
This is only the first step, right? There are hundreds of medically unnecessary laws throughout the country. This is the first step in dismantling them, because now we have a clarification of the standard, right? We know what legislatures are permitted to do and what they're not permitted to do. And they're not permitted to sneak around the Constitution and inject their personal beliefs into women's decision making. But armed with that, now we can go into these other states and continue challenging these laws. So it's certainly a first step. But it's an unequivocal victory, and we couldn't be happier.
Rupali Sharma is on the Texas legal team with the Center for Reproductive Rights. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.